Welcome to 30 Minutes of VOA Learning English, the Voice of America's information service for people learning English. Join us now for the Technology Report and This is America, coming up after As It Is.
Hello, and welcome to As It Is from VOA Learning English. I'm Christopher Cruz in Washington. Today on the program, we report on a new kind of loan that is helping Kenya's farmers while saving soil.
We also provide a loan where we peg the interest rates to the quality of soil conservation that a farmer is practicing.
And we go to an American restaurant that is serving farm fresh food.
I like the food. It's fresh. It's good. I would come here more often, especially because it's a lot healthier.
Green loans in Kenya and green food in an American restaurant. Those are our stories today on As It Is. One quarter of the 40 million people who live in Kenya are farmers. But few of them have ever been shown how to increase their crops or use loans to make their farms larger. Most of these farmers refuse to accept a loan. They have watched other farmers lose their livestock, their animals, or even their farms when they could not repay the lender. But now, there is a new kind of lender. A company is offering green loans and teaching farmers how to protect their land. Fifty-year-old Samuel Karaoke has been farming since he left school. Every year he has struggled to grow cabbage in this mountainous area a few hours from Kenya's capital, Nairobi. But Mr. Karaoke is not struggling this year. His crop is very big, and he has added potatoes. His struggles ended because he received a loan of $90 to buy high-quality seeds and fertilizer. This is the first time he has had the money to do that. He says he's had a lot of problems, including lack of money and demand for his crops, and attacks from insects and diseases. He says he never wanted to take a loan before because he feared he could lose his farm. He says he has seen other farmers lose everything to aggressive lenders when they could not make the payments. But he has had a different experience. A new microfinance company called F3 Life gave him a loan. It offers small cash loans of as little as $20 to as much as $180. The program was designed by conservationist Mark Ellis Jones. It includes free monthly training on how to increase the amount of crops a farmer grows. Mr. Ellis Jones says the loan interest rate is lowered if a farmer works to conserve the land.
We also provide a loan where we peg the interest rates to the quality of soil conservation that a farmer is practicing. We ask farmers to build grass strips across the contour of their slopes, which prevents the loss of topsoil from their farms.
As the loan amounts increase, farmers are asked to plant trees to keep soil from being washed away. F3 Life says that such simple measures can extend the life of the soil from about 20 years to 1,000 years. In Mr. Kariuki's area of Kenya, there are large areas of brown land where there were once productive farms. Farmland may disappear from the area in 10 years. That kind of damage could hurt Kenya's ability to feed its people. It is a worldwide problem. The world has lost one-third of its farmland over the past 50 years. Ngigi Obadiah is with F3 Life as an agronomist, an expert in soil management and crop production. He hopes to expand the Green Loans program throughout Kenya. He is trying to save the country's soils as its population rises sharply.
At the moment, we are servicing 52 clients. We are anticipating to increase the number to 350 in 1 year's time. In 2 years' time, we anticipate to have 10,000 and about 500,000 within the next 5 years.
Farmer Samuel Kariuki says many people in his town are talking about his cabbage. And he says many farmers now want a green loan. Mr. Kariuki says he plans to use his increased profits to buy a truck so he can sell his crops at a farmer's market. Now, because he does not have transportation, he sells his crops to others. His buyers make a large profit selling his products at the market. When he buys that truck, he will be able to keep all of the profits himself. You are listening to As It Is on the Voice of America. Restaurants called diners can be found throughout the United States. They make simple, low-cost food. But traditional diner food is often unhealthy. One group of diners is cooking healthier food for their customers, and surprisingly, they love it.
1, 2, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, rock. 5, 6, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, rock. 9, 10, 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, rock. We're going to rock around 2 o'clock tonight. Put your scratch bags up.
There are many people waiting for their meal at the Silver Diner in Waldorf, Maryland. Among them are Ashley Holt and Norman Bailey, who eat there often.
I like the food. It's fresh. It's good. I would come here more often, especially because it's a lot healthier.
Great atmosphere, quick service, and great food.
Eppa von Hengst and Bob Giammo established Silver Diner 25 years ago. The two men visited diners throughout the country to learn how their restaurant could be different. Eppa von Hengst explains.
We wanted to create an atmosphere where the new families wanted to go with the kids. And not just a great atmosphere, but also better food and cleaner food.
So they decided to offer healthier versions of traditional diner food, like pancakes, hamburgers, and meatloaf. They used less processed materials like unbleached flour. They use meat from animals that were not treated with antibiotics or hormones. Business slowed during the recession, so Chef Eppa von Hengst added more healthy food choices to try to bring people to his diners.
And we started preparing healthier, local food, fresh food, vegan, vegetarian, giving people the lifestyle and the options that they want nowadays.
The men have partnered with more than 15 local farms to supply them with food. And they discovered the farm fresh food was good for business.
I also feel really that it's my moral obligation that I need to provide a better product for people. And when I did, surprisingly, and somehow not surprisingly, we noticed that, you know, the volume started coming back. And over the last 3 years, we have gone up by 30% in customer count, which is phenomenal.
On a warm, sunny day, Chef Eppe von Hengst picks zucchini and yellow squash with farmer Chris Parker. His family farm has been selling vegetables to Silver Diner restaurants for years.
So if we could get all the restaurants in Washington, D.C. to commit to local produce, it would be a great thing for our business.
Chef Eppe von Hengst says selling farm fresh food is important to his business.
This is not a fad. This is here to stay. People are going to want healthier food. They're going to want better food. If you don't jump on this, you're going to be out of business.
There are 15 Silver Diners, almost all in the Washington, D.C. area. A total of 10,000 people eat at the restaurants every week.
This is my passion. If you don't have a passion for what you're doing, you really need to get out of it.
That's our program for today. I hope it has helped you learn everyday American English. Thank you for spending some of your time with us today. I'm Christopher Cruz, reporting from VOA Learning English Headquarters in Washington. Jim Tedder will be here tomorrow with another edition of As It Is. I hope you'll join him then, here on the Voice of America.